The Bush administration says much of the war on terrorism will take place in the shadows. That means more work for U.S. intelligence agencies. The National Security Agency intercepts phone calls and emails around the world. The Central Intelligence Agency and the FBI employ spies and informants. Authorities say terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda have their own intelligence networks. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
In one sense, intelligence agencies have been fighting a war on terrorism for years. They succeeded in foiling the so-called Millennium bombing plots in 1999. They failed to stop the African embassy bombings in 1998. But afterward, eavesdropping agencies helped to gather evidence to indict Osama bin Laden. Court documents describe several calls made from bin Laden's satellite phone in Afghanistan. Now, after this month's disaster, U.S. intelligence will try to go on the offensive. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Porter Goss says U.S. intelligence needs to do more than try to head off specific attacks.
Passive waiting for them to come to us is not going to work, because no matter what we can think of to defend, they'll think of some way to attack something else.
Intelligence agencies will help to carry out an order that President Bush issued this week. The president vowed to seek out bank accounts and businesses associated with terrorist groups.
We will starve the terrorists of funding, turn them against each other, rout them out of their safe hiding places, and bring them to justice.
Turn them against each other. The chairman of a commission that recently studied terrorism says you can't shut down a terrorist group simply by seizing its funds.
The amount of money needed for terrorism is not very great. This is not an expensive form of warfare.
But Paul Bremer says investigators can sometimes use a money trail to hunt down terrorists or manipulate them. In the 1980s, Bremer was a top counterterrorism official in the Reagan administration. He says U.S. intelligence agencies tried to make radical groups attack each other.
The ideal operation is to get them suspecting each other in some fashion. One way you can do that, by the way, is to manipulate bank accounts if you can figure out where the bank accounts are. If you can make some money disappear out of a bank account, you know, people start to say, well, who took it?
As intelligence agencies seek to deceive terrorists, terrorists are trying to deceive them. Congressman Goss, who is regularly briefed by intelligence agencies, says he believes terrorists are feeding disinformation to U.S. eavesdroppers.
They are definitely playing that game. That's one of the plays out of the playbook of terrorism. Constantly keep your opponent off guard with disinformation, fear, psychological warfare, panic, rumor.
U.S. agencies try to sort facts from rumors, and they face two seemingly contradictory problems. For one thing, they get too much information from wiretaps or intercepted messages. They have a shortage of analysts to study them for clues. Last week, the FBI director publicly appealed for job applicants who speak Middle Eastern languages, including Pashto, one of the major tongues of Afghanistan. The National Security Agency has been advertising similar openings for months. At the same time, some officials say they don't get enough information from spies in remote places like Afghanistan. Last year, an anti-terrorism commission made a specific recommendation. It said the CIA should make it easier to hire informants who've committed crimes or violated human rights, just the kind of people who might have close relations with terrorists. Congress is now considering legislation to revoke human rights guidelines that the CIA adopted in 1995. Top CIA officials have repeatedly disagreed. They insist the guidelines have not prevented them from hiring even a single informant. And Stuart Baker says loosening human rights standards may not automatically help. Baker is a former counsel for the National Security Agency.
You know, the Soviets spent 10 years in Afghanistan, and I'm sure they weren't very respectful of human rights. And I'm not sure that method of approaching this problem turned out to be more effective than our approach.
As the U.S. prepares for possible combat in Afghanistan, intelligence agencies face a unique challenge. Suddenly, U.S. policymakers and the U.S. military need to know almost everything about the country. Yet it's a country where few U.S. officials could imagine fighting a war just a few years ago. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.